This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide story that affects you. And as you're probably aware by now, one of the biggest challenges we're facing in the coronavirus pandemic is a shortage of life-saving medical supplies and equipment, commonly known as PPE, like ventilators for critically ill COVID-19 patients. Johns Hopkins University says Americans may need as many as 740,000 ventilators during this crisis, and there are only about 160,000 available right now.
And we've heard a lot about automakers retooling their shuttered plants to help make more of this equipment and these supplies, of course, but I'm not sure many of us fully understand what it means or looks like. When the idea was first floated, a lot of people said, well, that's a nice idea, but automakers don't really have the precision parts, the digital software, or the expertise to pull it off quickly. And right now, timing, of course, is everything.
Exactly. And these plans, you know, they have been taking shape for a while now, but President Trump recently decided to use the Defense Production Act in order to get this kind of retooling and have it go quicker. And as it turns out, there are a lot of things automakers can do to ramp up production. We recently spoke with Congresswoman Haley Stevens. She's a Democrat representing Michigan's 11th district. She says, you know, in the end, a lot of it comes down to having great engineers.
The physical production of something is, whether it's a face mask or an automobile or a ventilator, is very complicated. And it takes a lot of dedicated precision and commitment to good engineering practices.
Now, along those lines, auto manufacturers like Ford are already working on ways to essentially serve as consultants for medical supply and equipment manufacturers. The auto industry has a ton of expertise on making things more efficiently, and they think they can find ways to help medical manufacturers in that area. And companies such as GM are looking for ways to design even more simple machines that can be made even faster.
Another important thing to keep in mind is that when we're talking about something like ventilators, we're not talking about equipment that is all the same. There are high-end ventilators for the sickest patients that are much more complex and expensive to build. Then there are simpler ventilators for less sick patients that don't require such complicated engineering and parts. And that may be one area where automakers can really help ramping up production, especially because some ventilator manufacturers are talking about making some of their designs open source.
And we got to keep in mind that there are still some really big challenges. No matter who is making these things, there needs to be a good supply chain to get all of their parts to their factories. And a lot of work is being done right now to make sure that there aren't any bottlenecks in those supply chains. It's also not always easy to get private corporations to work together seamlessly, and some medical manufacturing companies have been hesitant about working with auto manufacturers. And part of those concerns also have to do with safety. You know, it's so important right now that these machines aren't just made quickly, but that they're also safe. So getting all these things to come together is still a work in progress.